This VOA News, I'm Steve Miller. The Israeli military says it will hold daily tactical pauses in military activity in the parts of southern Gaza to allow aid to float into the enclave. Fighting in the city of Rafah, where Israel is targeting the remaining brigades of Hamas, will continue. Hamas is a designated terrorist organization by the United States and other nations. Israel said the military activity would be paused between 500 UTC and 1600 UTC daily until further notice along the road that leads from the Kerem Shalom crossing to the Salah al-Din road and then northwards. Telegram video posted online by user Tutina shows Russian security forces storming a detention center in the southern city of Russia Sunday. Russian special forces freed two prison guards and shot dead six inmates linked to the Islamic State militant group who had been taken hostage, or who had taken hostage people at the detention center in the southern city of Rostov on Sunday. The six hostage takers knocked out a window and bars and climbed down several floors by rope before taking the guards hostage. State media said that some of the men had been convicted of terrorism offenses. World leaders gathering at a Swiss resort to discuss how to bring peace to the war-ravaged Ukraine reaffirmed Kyiv's traditional integrity and said a path to peace had to be based on international law and the rules-based order. Jake Sullivan is the U.S. National Security Advisor.
We'll proudly walk with Ukraine along that path until Ukraine prevails and peace prevails.
Reacting to a ceasefire proposal put forward by Russian President Vladimir Putin, Sullivan said that, quote, no responsible nation can say that this is a reasonable basis for peace, end quote. This is VOA News. Russia on Sunday claimed its troops had captured a village in southern Ukraine, continuing its progress on the front line against the Ukrainian army lacking troops and ammunition. The Russian army said it had been gaining ground for months in Ukraine, particularly in the east, however, without achieving a real breakthrough. Earlier this week, Russia announced the capture of three villages in the east, southeast, and northeast of Ukraine. Iran called on the Group of Seven Sunday to distance itself from destructive policies of the past, referring to a G7 statement condemning Iran's recent nuclear program escalation. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak hailed the strong turnout at the G7 on Saturday, saying it shows the international community wants peace returned to the European continent.
The war has impacted people in so many different ways.
World leaders gathered at the Swiss mountain resort Saturday to try to build support for Ukraine's peace proposals at a summit that was skipped by U.S. President Joe Biden, but attended by VP Kamala Harris, shunned by China and dismissed as a waste of time by Moscow. Talks focus on broader concerns triggered by the war, such as food and nuclear security. China's National Meteorological Center on Sunday issued an alert for high temperatures as multiple regions across the country experienced sweltering heat, while many southern provinces issued severe flood warnings due to heavy rains. Footage aired by state television showed mudslides in Fujian province disrupting traffic and rescuers evacuating residents from flooded houses in the Guangxinzhuang Autonomous Region. Chinese Premier Li Qiang kicked off his Australian visit Sunday with an official stop at Adelaide Zoo to visit a pair of pandas on loan from China. Li then met with the Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong and South Australian wine exporters, who until recently were shut out of the Chinese market in a dispute that suspended $13 billion in Australian agriculture and mineral exports last year. Li said that bilateral relations with Australia were back on track. President Liai Chung-te warned cadets of Taiwan's military academy on Sunday that their biggest challenge was the strong rise of China, which he said regards the elimination of the self-ruled island as a national cause. China claims democratic Taiwan as part of its own territory, and Chinese leaders have escalated their rhetoric in recent years to suggest unification is an inevitability. Pilgrims are performing their last ritual of Hajj, the stoning of the devil, in western Saudi Arabia on Sunday, as Muslims the world over are celebrating the Eid al-Adha holiday. 1.8 million Muslims made the trek to Mecca this year. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
VOA.